In the art scroll, we're on page 206, second line, Va'amar Rebbe Elazar. In the Feldheim, page 70, Ayin, top of the line, Va'amar Rebbe Elazar. We are in the middle of the first thing that a person, when he's hanging out with people, he will stumble in this. And the first thing is verbal abuse. And we were talking about verbal abuse. V'amar Rebbe Elazar, Hakol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nifra L'Yedei Shliach, Chutz Mei Oina. Hashem pays back through a messenger except for verbal abuse. V'amru Shloisha Eina Pargino L'Fnein V'Echer Mei Oina. Three, the curtain is not locked in front of them, and one of them is verbal abuse. It says you have to rebuke your friend. I might think that rebuke would include embarrassing someone, because it says you have to rebuke your friend. Talmud Loimar Velotisa Lovchait. You're not allowed to. Mikol Eila Mamarim Terad Hechan Mispashtin Anfe Azara Zayis Vekama Anshakasha. Says the Ramchal, so the first thing that we're going to stumble with when it comes to hanging around people is the way we talk to people and how it hurts them. And we have to be very careful with our speech. And now he's not talking about Lashon Hara. He's just talking about verbal abuse. That's number one. You would never imagine what the second one is going to be when it comes to other people. Number two is Nesina Se'etza, giving bad advice. I'm going to start off that Rabbi Ackerman, Rabbi Yitzi Ackerman said from the Tolni B'Shem the Chazon Ish, that there are three things that he used to say when people would come to get advice from him, and he would try and stay away from these three things. Number one, what will I gain? As we're going to talk about. Because usually when people ask for advice, as the Ramchal is going to say, you think about yourself. Number two is, how will I sound like I'm giving good advice? And number three, how do I get this over with quickly? So that could be just the Chazon Ish, because a lot of people probably asked for advice. So he said, you have to be careful when people are asking you advice, as the Ramchal is going to say. So the number two thing, listen how incredible it is, that we stumble when it comes to people, is what advice, right? A guy comes to you and you want to go away for Shabbos to a certain place, and he asks you, should I stay for Shabbos or should I go away? So the first thing is, I need someone to go with me. So my advice to you is you need to get out. We don't realize how we rationalize and we tell people what's good for us as opposed to what's good for them. And this is what he says. Incredible that this is number two. You're going to put a stumbling block in front of somebody, lifnei suma bedavar, in front of somebody who's blind to this certain thing. Amalecha bas pleni malikuna, this girl, should she be go date for this kohen? Al toimer like sheirvi and elipsula, don't give her advice if she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Hayanoitel b'cha etzal titen laetzah sheino genaslo. Somebody asks you advice, don't give them advice that is not good for them. You're going to tell them, oh, sell this thing and buy this donkey. And the whole reason you're doing it is so you could have it. Maybe you're going to say, I'm giving him a good advice. The only person who knows whether you're giving him good advice or ultimately you're doing it for yourself is you. Shenemar v'yareisa melokecha. The only person who knows, just like it says v'yareisa melokecha, standing up in front of someone who's a talmid chacham or standing up in front of someone who's old, nobody knows if you saw him or you just turned your eyes away, or you. There's only one person who knows, that's Hashem. Nemtzeinu l'meidim. Shebein b'davar sheyach lios nogea bo. Whether it's something that has personal interest. Bein b'davar sheyach nogea bo klal. Or you don't have personal interest. If somebody is asking you advice, You have to give them advice that is objective, not subjective. Subjective means you gain from the advice that you're giving him. The Torah knows what a tricker is going to do. The law of b'shuftinei askinan, right? We're not dealing with fools. Of course, no one's going to give straight advice that's bad to someone. Obviously, no one's going to give bad advice. But rather, somebody who can rationalize. The only reason I'm giving you that piece of advice is so I gain from it. So the second thing that people struggle when it comes to other people, the first thing is you're going to verbally abuse someone. The second, says the Ramchal, you're going to give bad advice. The only one who's gaining is I'm gaining, the person who's giving the advice. Someone might say, maybe I'm giving you good advice. How many people, when it comes to making money, they are giving advice based on what's good for their gain? Cursed is somebody who tricks someone who is blind. If you are straight, if someone is coming to ask you advice, unbelievable. Go ahead and give him advice that he would take for himself without thinking what's good for me. Loy l'shum tachlis acher karav aruchuk shia, which is difficult. And what's incredible is Ramchal saying this number two. V'myera shire, who has a glass of etzahi, and if you see it's going to hurt you by giving him advice, meaning if you feel that you're nogeya bedavar and it's going to affect you, right? You could, one more time, if you see that it's going to hurt the person, so you could tell him, Vimlav Yastalkunadevaliatseo. Meaning if you know by your advice that it's gonna hurt you, so you could tell the person, I can't give you advice because it's gonna hurt me, or you tell him to ask somebody else. Al Yatseu Eitza Achakopanim Al Yatseu Eitza Taklis Davizulus Tavashavasayas. When you're giving advice, make sure you're tuned in for the best thing that the person is asking from you. Imlo Shakavan Samasaitz Lara. Now if somebody is asking you, do I go rob the store? Do I do something bad? Then you're allowed to trick him. You're allowed to trick him. You're allowed to give him bad advice. And lo shekin v'asem z'yayitz l'rosh, as vaday mitzvah l'ramoso, it's a mitzvah to trick him. Kfar nemar v'im ikesh tispatol, if with a crooked person, you're allowed to act crooked. V'chushay ha'arki yochiach, see Shmuel Beis, Yud Zayin over there, 8 minutes and 22 seconds. So just the chaz are over. Can we name 5 things that the Ramchal quickly, let's just quickly chazer in 30 seconds. The 5 things that a person naturally is going to stumble with. Number 1 is stealing. Number 2 is forbidden relationships. Number 3 is food. Number 4 is verbal abuse. We didn't get the friends yet. Number 5, well, it's all about friends. Number 5 is giving bad advice. So put on your list. Be careful that maybe you're stealing. Number 2, be careful that maybe, right, we're 9 minutes and 10 seconds. Be careful that maybe you're going to fall into forbidden illicit relationships. Number 3, be careful about what you eat. Number 4, be careful of verbal abuse. And number 5, be careful what advice you're giving to other people. 9 minutes and 29 seconds. Keeps less than 10 minutes a day, keeps the Yetzer Hara away and at bay.